And then gay rights. They came out, girl with girls, boys with boys, and thousands of them. They came out somewhere, I think in UK or so. And then he said that was their day. It was their own way of sensitizing the people. And so the people who are there in their shelf, you can come out. Why are you hiding and doing it? Come out. It's our human rights. It's our human rights. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw it. Man will hug man and be kissing him. Woman, old woman kissing, and they were showing the camera, they were showing the, and they were happy, happy. They were jumping up and down. Now, people don't understand why I'm exercising this. I'm emphasizing this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every evil that was in Sodom is now in the world. Every evil and worse than what was in Sodom. And God had to send investigating angels known as the UFOs to confirm. Did they not confirm? They did. They did. That what he God is hearing is true. There are some things that even God will want a second confirmation because it is unbelievable. How can my creature tell me I don't exist? It's unbelievable. Maybe God, they think, maybe I'm dreaming. Go and find out for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the age that Satan has successfully, you know, undressed women to move. See, if the Lord tarries in another 20 years, watch this tape. If I am still alive that time, you will confirm. In 20 years' time, people, women, will wear swimsuits to go for service in the church. What they wear in the bar beach, where they wear on the beach, where they wear to swim, they will wear it and come and sit down. God is a good God. Do you know that there is a church called the Church of Satan? Do you know there is a church called the Church for Homosexuals? A newspaper in Nigeria reported when they came to launch their Nigerian office somewhere at Ogba or so. As the truth. You see the rebellion. Not only in the world, it has also crept into the church. Until somebody is standing who reads this Bible as a priest and stands to wed a man with a man in a church. Open rebellion. Open rebellion. Open 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you are there, I'll read from verse 1. Hallelujah. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Do you know what natural affection is? Natural affection here from two dimensions. Natural affection. A woman, A man should lust after a woman. A woman should desire a man. But when a woman now sees another woman and she begins to desire him for sexual pleasure, it's unnatural affection. When a man begins to lust after another man, it is unnatural affection. And I say something. Among all the creatures that God created, male and female, it is only the man, the human being, that a man will lust after a fellow man, have sex with a fellow man. A woman will have sex with a fellow woman. Only the human creature that God created. Without natural affection. It is only a human being, only human beings that can pay gate fee and buy tickets to enter a hall where there is a ring and two people are boxing themselves. He tower, boom, boom, and then he's getting excited. Hit him, get him. If he hit him for no, if he fall down, collapse, he win. It's unnatural affection. Hey, boxing is my sport. You are the type of sport that you love is an inhuman sport. How will you feel? You are getting excited and getting happy that two human beings are killing themselves. He tower. When you fall, they say, give her. Oh. This is my candidate. That one is your candidate. Kill him. He die. Hey, you win. Only human beings on natural affection. And it is only human being that we claim that he's in a cult. And for what he's looking for, he can take his wife, he can take his daughter, he can take his son and donate there and render that one useless so that he can prosper on natural affection. They call it cult. Only human beings have secret cult. Only human beings can kidnap a fellow human being for the purpose of ritual. Unnatural affection. Without natural affection. Truth breakers. False accusers. Incontinence. That is no self-control. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Anybody that is good, they don't like them. That is why I am wondering what is taking Tunde Bakare to go to seek for that office. They will never vote him. Now, I am not prophesying. My heart desire is that the righteous will be in control of Nigerian government. But that is my desire. Your desire is different from the realities on ground. This world, the people that are rulers all over the world, amen, hallelujah, they are not, we can't fit in among them. This world does not like good people. If you come out good, they will kill you. If you try to make changes for the society to progress, they will assassinate you. But as long as you stay there, you're allowing everybody to be corrupt. Chop, make a chop. They will lift you up. They will write book about you. They will give you monuments, national award. They will name streets after you. But you, the good one, come. They will finish you, finish your family, finish anything relating to you. It is part of the fall away. Well, Tunde Bakare said, at least let it be recorded that he made effort. I read it, he says so. Let it be recorded that he made effort. Praise God. We are not politicians. I saw a write-up in a newspaper and I cut it and I pasted it on our notice board there. And some people will read down here, then they vex. Say, what thing concerns us with politics? Why am I pasting that in there? that I should remove it. They sent text. Somebody sent text to me. Praise God. I'm sure that person is a CPC member. It's true now. My hanging it there is that I agree with what that man is saying concerning Tunde Bakare. Some few years back, 1999, Tunde Bakare said, "It is thus said the Lord." He said, plus Obasanjo, plus Buhari, plus this. He said, they are not the ones that will bring the change to Nigeria. He said, "It is thus said the Lord." He said, the Spirit of God told him. The same Tunde Bakare now is coming again. This year now. And be a running mate to the same Buhari that he said cannot bring the change. That is what I paste on the board there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The folly of men shall be made manifest. But that is not where I am going. We are in a country where we have our, you know, we have, at least we still have our freedom of expression. So don't be angry. In fact, right now, this is the time for us to talk what we like. We Nigerians, we will decide who will rule us. And if we don't like you for any reason, we will talk. So that I am talking, I am not committing any sin. Tunde Bakare has no business going out there. Amen. They are doing politics. Buhari made a statement that his opponents have been using against him. The statement that made it look as if he didn't like Christians. He made that statement in 1999. Anytime you come and they will use it against him. So the man said, how will I tell these Christians? Say, I don't like, I didn't hate them. Oh. Then he now brought a pastor to be his running mate. And a gullible pastor who wants to increase his CV. He knows he will win. He just wants to increase his CV. He enter. He has left the pulpit now. They are going around the whole nation. They are campaigning. And of course, if he win, will he still be in the pulpit? Yeah. So. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whether they like it or not, this country will have some good luck for some time. It is time for this country to have some good luck. For some time, this country will have some good luck. It's time for good luck. We have been having bad luck, bad luck, bad luck. Now God is telling us there will be good luck. There will be good luck. There will be good luck. This is the time for it. Okay. Come back to handwriting on the wall. Amen. Traitors. Verse 4. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, religion, but denying the power thereof. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. What does that mean? To have a form of godliness, but deny the power. Our American brother was making a statement in my office last week, Brother Jerry. He told me, he said, he keeps calling his people in America to tell him. He told them, he said, that I am an American and it took me to come to Nigeria to know that God raised a prophet in America for this age. He came to Nigeria and he received the end time message in Nigeria. And every time they call him, oh, Jerry, where were you? I was in the church. And then he said, one of them made a statement to him. He said, those people in Nigeria, he said, they are very religious, but they are not godly. And the statement hit me like hammer. Boom. And I said, Brother Jerry, you are correct. You are correct. A form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. How will you say you are a Christian and then everything about you is devilish? That Christian that you claim to profess Christ, can't he change you? Because you did not yield yourself for the power that is in Christ Jesus to change and transform you. You have a form of godliness because you are always going to church. See Christian music everywhere in the land. But look at the musician that is singing that. He's a man with his hair plaited and he's wearing a ring. You see? He has a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof because they refuse the power in Christ to transform them. He said, from such, what do? Run away. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning. This is a time where you have all manner of Bible schools, schools of theology, private and government universities, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the time, the perilous time. Increase in evil. This is the age. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign that the end has come. Handwriting on the wall is a sign that the end has come. And if anybody is spiritual, God is telling us in Bride Assembly here and the whole world, because somebody will listen to this message in a tape somewhere. And you that you are hearing us preach now, God is telling that sister, as it was in the days of Belshazzar, so it is now. Destruction is at hand. The end of human kingdom on earth is coming to an end. Another handwriting on the wall. The signs that let us know that the end has come, they are the handwriting on the wall. This sign is symbolically is speaking about handwriting on the wall, is speaking about things that are going on now in the world to let us know that the end of this age has come. What we are seeing is the human sign and there is the natural sign. The human sign is what we have seen, the fall away. The human sign is what we have seen, rebellion everywhere going on. That's what we are seeing now. There is also the natural, of course, part of the human sign is also the political turmoil that is going on. People that we have feared before, all of a sudden, their people rose up and rubbished them. Ben Ali in Tunisia. Now, Muammar Gaddafi. And all the Arab worlds. All of them, all of a sudden. And now, China is afraid. China now is shaking. Seriously, shaking. They just don't know what to do. And the unfortunate thing is the truth. They can do nothing. Because the internet, no government policy can block it. You see, communication now is such that the whole world is closely knit. So to gather the people is just at the snap of a finger, everybody will gather. So just like Belshazzar is shaking on his seat, every head of government now is shaking. What is happening? A whole Libya of Gaddafi of Libya. Hey, if it happened for their our own country, some countries, they just stand up before the people even revolt. They are already announcing changes. They are already announcing changes. A price of petroleum, we cut it down. Prices, your tax, we cut it down. Now education shall be free. This one is shaking. They are shaking. It's shaking. Now you know it's shaking. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Notice, he said, the king, the king and the astrologers and the wise men and the soothsayers, none of them understood the meaning. See the natural signs that are going on. Tsunamis. When have we ever heard of tsunamis in the world? Until the year 2000 or so. When the Indonesian tsunami took place. That was the day that I first knew that there's an English word called tsunamis. The magnitude of earthquake that took place yesterday in Japan. Another Japan on was both earthquake and tsunamis together. That is, from the sea and from the land. Together. They have never experienced that before. All the people living near the coastal region now, the coastal line, everybody is running away. They're running away. Fear everywhere because anything can happen at any time. Last year, the type of flood we experienced all over the world, the last rainy season, has never been experienced anywhere before. Climatic change. All over the world. Flood everywhere. Was it not last month in Australia? They have never experienced that before. In America, everywhere. Now, heat is increasing. Heat is increasing. Scientists are afraid that the water levels will rise because the Iceland, all those Iceland area where ice had been frozen, I hope you know it is water that has frozen like that. Heat is now melting them, and if that is melted, the water levels all around the world will increase. You see? In 1980s, when I first came to Lagos, in 1970 something, late 70s, when I first came to Lagos, we went to the Bar Beach. We could walk almost a kilometer inside. That was where the beach was. But now, where we stand and look at the water, that water was more than 1 kilometer inside. You see? An old man was telling me that around the marina area there, he said that deep inside there, he said in 1950 something, he said there was a hotel that was built in there that they used to attend. What happened? Water coming. Keep coming. The water. Water level rising. The sea rising and coming. All natural signs. The handwriting on the wall. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know that air crashes due to weather was unknown of before. But now, every pilot, as you take off, you're afraid which weather you will jam as you fly they go through. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything has changed. In the north, North Africa, desert is moving faster and faster and faster than ever before. You are seeing trees here now. You are seeing green grass here. Drive after you leave, as you are approaching Kano, go towards the north, the northern part of Nigeria. Everything you see is just sand and dry land going. The desert is encroaching. Lake Chad has shrunk. The water there is disappearing. You see? Everything is turned upside down. You go. How long your mama for village live before she die? Old men, the age of human beings is reducing. The lifespan of humans reducing. Now, you will see a 25-year-old boy. You would think he is 45 years old. It's true. Everybody looks older than their age. Lifespan is reducing. Everything is reducing. Strange diseases are coming up. Where are they from? Where were they before? Why now? With all the advancement in health technology, medical technology, in medicine, with all, the more they advance, the more deadly they appear. I watched one time, there's one disease they call anthrax. In China, Tokyo, in Europe itself, people going out, they will put something for nose. What happened? So that they will not be infected, because a strange sickness that was released, something flew. What do they call it? Bird flu and another flu again. Eh? So you know them. Praise God. Where did that come from? Incurable sicknesses and diseases. HIV, AIDS. Something will enter a human body and begin to attack all the defense system. Where did it come from? Man, up to now, they don't know the cause. Up to now, nobody knows where it came from. Up to now. They are only battling how to fight it. Let's fight it first before we know where it came from. And then we never know. It is handwriting on the wall. What is it saying? That the time is near. This war will certainly, and very, very soon too, come to an end. As it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of Noah, I add, as it was in the days of Belshazzar, they were enjoying themselves. Worshipping all other things other than the true God. Making caricature of the God of Israel, the existing God, the true God. Worshipping the creature more than the creator. They were there enjoying themselves. Even so it is now. Now. The vessels of God are using, you know what they do now with the things of the scripture. People have taken this hallowed word of God and made merchandise of it. People have no respect again for the word. In those days, when we hear somebody is a pastor, you look at him reverently. Reverently. You thought he was next to God. But these days, we pastor, we are even ashamed to say we are pastor because of what they would think I am. Praise God. Praise the Lord. It's true now. Because every pastor is looked at as a rich man. And at still not rich. Rich with what? Making merchandise of the things, hallowed things of God, things of the temple. And that's the truth. And now, the most pitiable thing is somebody in a church like this, hearing all the things that we say, and even as we are saying it now, he is sleeping. Look at your neighbor, look up. Another one is looking at time. Which time this man go finish talking now? Which time this man go finish talking now? Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. If you were in a political rally now, you will not look at your time. Because that smooth talking politician will so captivate you with his charisma. You will love him, love him, love him, love him until you will campaign for him. But I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ now. You will not campaign for Jesus. This man is wasting my time. Why? He wants to go and watch football for TV. There's one home movie they want to show for African Magic. And suddenly, in their carelessness, that handwriting was there. They could not understand what was going on. Up to now, King Belshazzar, like all other kings on earth today, they cannot understand what is going on. One day, what human philosophers, what economic gurus of the earth boast about their economic system that they thought can never crash, in their whole midst they are. Starting from America, one day the economic system crashed. For a long time before they recovered, asking themselves, how manage? Handwriting on the wall. Up to now, some people have not recovered from the loss from their investments. If it is Africa, it happened, they would have said, you know, you people don't have good schools. You know, you people don't have good policies. But it happened in America that boasts to be the leader of the whole world economically. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Where will I go? Where will I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end. Oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Needing a friend to help me in the end. Oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Leaving below in this merciful world, I need a comfort can afford. Temptations all. Oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Where will you go? The handwriting is on the wall. Destruction is so shy. Oh, needing a friend to help me. Neighbors are kind. I love them everyone. Yes, sir. Neighbors, I love is sweet at all. But when my soul is not afraid. The message. 2 Peter chapter 2. The certainty of the destruction that is coming. The certainty is the certainty. It's underlined in my own Bible. And I didn't underline it yesterday. This thing I'm preaching now. It's what I have known that is making me take my eternal destination seriously. And maybe because I take it seriously, that's why God decided to appoint me to lead this last move in this ministry. Because there is a man that truly wants to go to heaven. I am that man. I don't know how many more. Oh, certainly, certainly. Certainly, certainly. It is what is in your heart that determines what you struggle to get. This heaven, I have known too much about it to miss it. This hell, I have known enough about hell to run away from it. Therefore, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Now listen. Thy word before me, the world behind me. Thy word before me, the world behind me. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Chapter 2, verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. There are some angels that are in chains now. They face their own judgment. Church, angels have been judged. There are some angels that Peter is telling us by revelation. They are in chains. Only God knows for how many million years they have been like that. They had their own trial, their own tests. They were tested and they failed. Somebody say, why should, in Revelation chapter 20, why should Satan, after 1,000 years in a bottomless pit, where there is peace everywhere, the Bible says, after 1,000 years, he is released for a short space of time. And somebody is asking, why should Satan be loose again now to cause trouble again? Amen. And people don't understand how God works. Hallelujah. The foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Amen. God knows those that are his. For 1,000 years, people have been born. Children have been born for 1,000 years. And they didn't know any other person, any other thing other than righteousness. They knew only Jesus as the King of Kings sitting in Jerusalem for 1,000 years with all the people ruling, very righteous people, the saints that will be ruling with him for 1,000 years. But God knows them. So he gives everybody opportunity. He releases Satan again to tempt them. And so people will follow Satan even after 1,000 years walking with Jesus. They will still follow. God knew them. And God released Satan to separate the wheat from the chaff. So that when you be coming to the white throne judgment, only his pure seed will be in eternity with him. Angels have been tested. Now it is the turn of man. The testing is going on now to choose between Lucifer and Jesus Christ. And people are choosing Lucifer. And Peter is telling us, it happened before. God judged them. Let me read it again. And if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Example number one. Example number two, verse 5. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Witness number 3, verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Chapter 3. This second epistle, verse 1. Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? And since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And I say this here. When he said that they are saying, where is the promise of his coming? You see, you know how things have been since our apostolic fathers have been saying, he will soon come, he will soon come, he will soon come. You don't have to say it by mouth like that. The life that you live shows that you don't believe he's coming soon. Or you believe that he's coming soon. The life that you believe. If you believe that Christ can come for you at any time, remember, he can come for you at any time. Because some people will go by the way of grave. And none of us know when you will die. What if something happened as you live here and you die? What will you tell the Lord? What will you tell him when you face him? Do you believe anytime he can come? When you are living with a man in the house that has not married you? Some of you sitting down here now, brother, you left your girlfriend at home. Where are you going? I'm going for communion for bride assembly. Do you believe he's coming soon? Do you believe the time is on? See, Belshazzar did not know that his kingdom can come to an end anytime. He was relaxed and called everybody. They were drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. Until suddenly it happened. Let me finish that scripture. Worst still, worst. The one that disturbs my head so much, and that is the truth. The one that disturbs my head so much, to hear that a man is a Christian going to church and leave your wife at home and have girlfriends outside and actually sleep with other women other than your wife, and you are a Christian. Anytime I hear it, I can't understand it. Because, see, there is what we call besetting sin. Besetting sin can catch anybody. Besetting sin is something that is, you know, you lose control of. You lose control of. Maybe like anger. Anger is a besetting sin when it takes you to another level. That's why the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. You see? Papa like that, you give and slap. Ta ta, the teeth come out. Then you come back to your senses. And truly you will begin to regret it. That's a besetting sin. But when a married man goes to another woman outside, it is not a besetting sin. It's the highest state of unconversion. That person has no conscience, no twinkling fear of God. There is nothing in you to caution you. You are worse than the devil, because Satan is better than you. Satan has declared himself an enemy of God. You are a hypocrite. Portray yourself as a friend of Christ, holding Bible, going to church, and maybe even holding position in the church. And then you are behaving worse than the devil. Satan is better than you. He's better than you. He's better than you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The world has so debased herself until truly, like the Bible says, the conscience is seared, welded with a hot iron. No conscience anymore. And yet people are going to church. What do you hear? And the Bible says the word of God is sharper than two-edged swords, piercing into the dividing of the soul. It pierces through the bone marrows. How come you, no matter what word is preached, it doesn't even penetrate your ear, talk less of your soul? Who are you? Who are you now, sister? Who are you? No, you should ask yourself, why am I going to church and my life is not changing? Why are others changing and I'm not changing? It is simple. You have refused to yield yourself. You are the one that refused for God to change you. Because you make the decision. He said, come to me. Did you come? You are going to church instead of going to Christ. Nobody goes to Christ and remains the same. Praise the Lord. The time is short, sister. The time is short, brother. The handwriting is on the wall. Anytime from now, something will strike on this wall. There is no hope anywhere else here now. No place of refuge. No place of refuge on earth. No place. God is gathering his people. God is preparing his people. Before he strikes, Lot left Sodom. Ha! He told Abraham, see what I'm going to do. Hey, Abraham the intercessor. Abraham said, Lord, will you destroy the righteous together with the wicked? He said, far be it that I will destroy the righteous together with the wicked. God, if you find 50 people in Sodom, will you still destroy them? He said, if I find 50, I will not destroy them. A whole two cities. They could not find 50 people that will be saved. Righteous. Abraham said, okay, God, no vex. What of 45? He said, if I find 45, I'm quoting chapter 19 of Genesis. He said, if I find 45, he said, Abraham thought again, even 45, not there. He said, okay, Papa God, what of 40? He said, if I find 40, I will not destroy them. Okay, what of 30? If I find 30, God said, I will not destroy them. Ha! 30! In two cities, 30! Ha! If, God, no vex. What of 20? 20, will you still destroy? He said, if I find 20, the last one, Abraham said, what of 10? What of 10? God said, if I find 10, I will not destroy. He could not find 10 in two cities. Now, watch it. Bible does not play with words. He said, as it was in the days of Lot. He could not find 10 people in two cities. Many are called. Few are chosen. Does that make sense to anybody? At the end, how many people were saved? 4. 1 looks back, remaining 3. Verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old. God spoke it and it came to pass. And the earth, standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So don't think that God has stayed too long. As far as God is concerned, he has spent only 2 days within the last 2,000 years. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us world, not willing that any should perish. That's why we can preach this message here now. God does not want anybody here to perish. That's why we are preaching it here now. But that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. That day is called the day of the Lord, and it is called the dreadful day of the Lord. And because God does not want you to perish, he has his own in this age. That is why he kept that prophecy, that ministry, in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. He loves us. He sent a message. That prophecy is fulfilled in the ministry of William Branham with the Elijah anointing to turn the heart of his children in this age back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, to prepare us for home going. Verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? What manner of people, since you have all this revelation, since you have all this knowledge, what is this knowledge producing in your Christian life? Just religion or a definite determination to make it to heaven, to live a life that is pleasing before God? Looking for, verse 12, and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, see that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And count that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up? The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps stream and clear. Oh, look up, your redemption is near. Hallelujah, the faith of redemption is near. Oh, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps flame and clear. Oh, look up, your redemption. One more time. Hallelujah, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps stream and clear. Oh, look up, your redemption. Let's close our eyes. This message may not be preached again until Jesus comes for you as an individual. And maybe there's somebody here, you just came here, a visitor, and for the first time you have found a reason. Or maybe you came here, you have been coming all along, but for the first time now it just occurred to you that there is a need for you to take your eternal life more seriously than this. Please close your eyes and just focus on him, because he can still talk to you. He can still talk to you. Your heart cannot be so stony that he can't break it. Your spirit cannot be so stubborn that he cannot change it. If he doesn't love you, you won't be in an atmosphere like this. Something will have happened. You won't come here today. He loves you, that's why. And the prophecy went forth that what he laid in my heart, I should say it. And this is what was laid in my heart, and I have spoken it. Will it be the reason for you to escape the destruction that is coming? Or it will be a reason for you to be judged. You are still alive. That means there is hope for you. He said you should count God's long suffering as salvation to you. He's waiting because he is such a patient God, full of mercy and love. But how long will he continue to wait for you? I made up my mind. Why can't you make up your own mind too? It's your heart is looking at. Is there anybody among us here today? Even if it is one person, that from your heart, not for any other reason, but because you are making up your mind now, I am going to serve this Jesus. I will follow this Jesus in spirit and in truth. I will stop being religious. I will stop being a hypocrite. I will stop all this nonsense I've been doing. I will be more serious with my God. I will submit myself to him to change me. I must go to this heaven. If that person is here, he said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He's here now at the altar. Eternal, eternal, eternal. Let that person come to the altar.
To live eternal life. God's in my soul.
Oh, I want to live eternal. It's between you and God. If you don't mean it, don't come out here. If you don't mean it, don't come out. But if you mean it, kneel down and talk to God. You are not coming to me. You are coming to Jesus. You are coming to Jesus.
I want to live eternal life.
Save my soul.
I want to live eternal life.
Oh, eternal. God bless you. You are not coming to me. Talk to Jesus. It's not me you are coming to now. I can't save you. Me too, I need salvation.
Eternal. Oh, eternal. I want to live eternal. Oh, yes, Lord.
Eternal. Oh, I want to live eternal. Oh, Lord, save my soul. That's your prayer. That's your prayer. Lord, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. I don't want to go to hell.
Oh, eternal.
Oh, eternal.
Eternal life.
Save my
soul.
One more time, one more time.
Lord, eternal. Oh, eternal.
Desire
when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Hallelujah, Lord,
I want to be in that number, Lord. I want to be in that number.
says, no match in heaven. When I says, no match in heaven. Hallelujah, Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when I say,
and everybody here,
this is my earnest cry.
Everybody,
this is my earnest desire. Give me the power
to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Say it, say it.
This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire.
Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Anointing.
Glory in my life.
Glory. Sing anointing in my life. Oh,
cover my head to
toe. Oh, give me the power.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Sing anointing
in my life.
Oh,
cover my head to toe.
That's our prayer, Lord.
Give me the power.
This is my earnest cry.
Sing it, sing it, sing it.
This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
This is my earnest cry.
This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will.
Christian. The face. Meet every one of us, Lord, according to our heart desire today. In the name of Jesus Christ. You who have made up your mind, a decision to go to heaven. It's a merciful God. That's all He has been waiting for you to do, to make that decision. Every hindrance on your way to heaven shall be removed from today in the name of Jesus Christ. The king of the Medes took Belshazzar by surprise. The great judgment day shall not take you by surprise. You will not be part of that day in the name of Jesus. Father, I commit them unto your hands. Father, I commit them unto your hands. Father, I commit them unto your hands. Honor their decision. Nobody has the power to live a righteous life. That power comes from you. Give them that power to live a holy life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put your love in their hearts, oh God. Put your fear in their hearts, oh God. Put your righteousness in them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. May go back to your seat. Let's sing one song, 198, before I hand over. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. 198. Hymn 198. He's coming soon. In this, the closing days of time.
He's coming soon.
about your Sunday offering.